What was your life like then? Like, what?
I don't know. It depended on the year. I started heavily getting into meth when I was 17. That's discovered drugs and ran with it.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. I was fairly lazy student, high test scores, no homework. You know, I went a year. I tried the whole, did the high Q team, student council, football team, was in a play, all this stuff. I tried it, did the whole, hey, look at me, I'm participating.
Yeah.
And found it to be boring and trite and moved on. Mm-hmm. And then found something even more boring and trite and started doing drugs.
Yeah. And so.
But it was me and Robert Marble, we were running buddies. We ran around together, we worked at the same place. Constantly hanging around with each other for ever and ever. We're still great friends. Talk to them all the time.
Yeah.
But we were weirdos. And yeah, he was like more into heavy metal. I was more like into ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're kids, and you know, this whole the Keys, it was so heavy-handed. The investigation, and everything. We had to treat it as a game because it was laughable.
Yeah.
You know, you have 17-year-olds, and these cops are following you around, waiting for the big bust. Yeah. They let us go on so much shit because they were waiting for the big bust. We started feeling totally invulnerable. It was like, wow. You know,
yeah.
We were completely leading a charmed life here because they were waiting so long. And then the basic, you know, fear. You see adults, people my age, looking at us with fucking fear in their eyes. That was fairly heady feeling for a 17-year-old. You know, you're already egocentric to begin with at 17, 18.
Yeah.
Now you're having, you know, grown-ups looking at you with this fear.
Because they believed you did it.
Yeah, they believed you're a Satanist or, you know, just all this. It's like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
But we weren't Satanists, weren't anything, you know?
So, I mean, did you play that up at all? I mean, did you...
You know, we didn't have... That was the whole point. We didn't have to play it up.
Yeah.
I mean, we would laugh about it. We'd joke about it. And then people would look at us like, oh, are they really joking? Are they really...
Yeah.
But we never play... I never told person, oh, man, I'm a Satanist and I did it. I killed him. Ah!
Yeah.
No.
I mean, did you do anything even innocuous like, you know, wear black or trench coat or, you know... shirts with something on it that might make it.
Oh shit! I don't know. Like this was before the Randy Leach case. I mean, we were at high Q on a high Q team, and we went to a Catholic high school. And I had a cross earring that I turned upside down.
Yeah.
And I think Rob Marble was wearing like, you know, an Iron Maiden shirt, Number of the Beast album shirt.
Yeah.
You know, but we thought that was pretty funny. Catholic school.
Totally. Just fucking with him.
Yeah. But. No, you know, we didn't, like I said, we didn't have to play it up. It was getting played out for us. You know, it was basically, we went on for the ride and had fun for years with it.
Yeah.
And that may be part of why it's coming back, came back to bite us in the ass.
Yeah.
But it was so laughable and so farcical to begin with. If you took it serious, you'd go insane.
Yeah.